Welcome to the Gaslit Podcast, and thank you very much indeed for listening, guys. I'm recording this on Monday the 23rd. It's about 6:15 in the evening, so I've been at work today. This will now go live on Christmas Eve, because every Tuesday at 6 a.m. this comes out. So this is the last podcast before Christmas, and what a phenomenal winter season it has been. But first of all, let me tell my friend Sean to tell you a little bit about the podcast and why we do it. Thank you for listening to another Gaslit Podcast, the show to help DIYers, new people into the industry, and those who are wanting to expand their knowledge. Each week we'll pick a topic and go into details, and with special guests and listeners' questions answered, we will look forward to some of the conversations. So let's get back to the show. Right, guys, thank you very much. So, yes, there is the coming out on December the 24th of December. It's been an absolute hectic winter. So what we tend to find is that as soon as the weather turns in this industry, getting on for normally September time. So I was on holiday with a family holiday. When did I come back? Probably about the second week of September I'll come back. And it's literally just been ongoing from then onwards, and it has not stopped. It's been absolutely relentless. So I'm just looking at the diary for what I've been done, not the team, just myself, and what we managed to get completed this week. So today's Monday the 23rd, as I said earlier, so it's 6:15. I've got one more job to do tonight on the way home, and that's it for me done for Christmas. All the team all wrapped up on Friday, so I had some pre-planned works to do. I worked on Sunday in a children's nursery in a school complex, which was empty, so it was an out-of-hours border to do. So I got that changed yesterday, being Sunday, which was a lot easier, you know, running hose pipes and drain pipes and having tools lying around. And the actual boiler was actually in the commercial kitchen in a cupboard. So it would have been almost impossible to do that whilst they were serving food and while they were in operation. So I got that done on Sunday. So that's all ready for them. They would have been in today, actually. They've been using the boiler and the heating system. So we've got that done. Just flicking through what else we've done here. We've done some work in a school down in Margate. That's been pretty cool. Been working up in Colchester, sorting out some problems in a children's nursery up there with making an open vented system into a sealed heating system. We've got that done last week. Yeah, I keep thinking this week. Obviously, it's Monday. So it's the following week. So that was last week. Last week we had a job where we had a gas leak reported in a block of flats, and it was a part rent, part buy, owned by the housing association company that built it. And apparently it's been in for more than 10 years, so it caused issues with the insurance, you know, the National House Builders Association, NHBC, or whatever it's called. So it was out of scope of that. So this has been going on for a couple of weeks without us knowing. So 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, the gas transport company, SGN, were called for a smell of gas. And they've got a big bank of 24 gas meters for all the 24 flats in this block. Someone had gone in there, smelled gas, called them up. They turned 10 of the 24 off for gas leaks. So one of the properties, the lady calls me up, and we goes out to try and find a gas leak. And it's not just a normal gas leak. It turns out British Gas, she had a contract, but because it's a commercial gas installation volume, British Gas just walked away. Even though she paid all this money for over the years, British Gas just walked away from her. So I turned up and was like, right, okay, what have we got here? And the bank of 24 goes up into 28 mil, I think it is, copper pipe, joins into 1¼ steel pipe, threaded, goes up across the ceiling, about 4 meters high, goes across the ceiling into a communal hallway next door. Then it goes down that hallway through sort of dog legs up a little bit, then goes into another sort of area where the stairs and the lifts are, and then goes into a riser cupboard, which is like an area where all the pipes go vertically up into one area all together, and then they tee off for the different flats on the different levels. So when they get to their desired level, they then terminate off into what we call a CSST pipe, or a track pipe as it's known by its sort of trade name. It's a manufacturer called Track, so it's got the nickname of track pipe. So on the track pipe, then it goes down into the floor, the timber floor, and then runs across and then pops up into the flat. And then you've got your AECV, you know, your additional emergency control valve with a little test point on it. And so no doubt when she's had a boiler service, no one's actually done a proper tightness test. They've only done it from the AECV onwards into the flat, which is absolutely fine, actually, to getting that done, because sometimes you can't get access. So it's great to get done, but sometimes you just can't do it. So one of the other things you can't obviously do when you do that, you can't obviously do a gas rate because the meter's down in the cupboard. So, but yeah, anyway, so enough of that. So I went there and I was trying to follow this pipe, and it's a commercial installation volume. When you look at it, you're allowed about 10 meters of 35 mil pipe. And that's the domestic cutoff. So you can go up to 35 mil. You can go up to U16 G10 gas meter on a domestic ticket. But as soon as you get to that 10 meters of pipe, then 35 mil, that's then when you start coming out of scope of domestic and into commercial. And it was well into that. I had a bit of a guess at about 40 meters. So it's not just a couple of meters over. It's fourfold over. So somebody else has been along with the 10 that have been turned off and turned 6 back on, the person involved did message them directly. They're only a domestic gas installer. And you know that because when I messaged him directly, he didn't realise what 1A was and what 1B was. So yeah, he was well and truly out of his scope for the installation. Now, one of the things that you're taught in the commercial side is that you have to do longer tightness testing. And that's all because when you've got the volume, if you've got a gas leak on, if you've got the same gas leak on a piece of pipe it's leaking, and it was, I don't know, a foot long, 12 inches long, that's all it was, and you've done a test on it, it will drop like a stone. Now, if you then connected that pipe up to 100 meters worth of pipe and done the same test, you'll see the drop on the gas gauge will drop really, really slowly. And so the leak hasn't changed, but the installation volume has. So the percentage of that leak to the volume was obviously a lot greater when it was shorter, and now you massively increase the volume, that percentage is a lot smaller. So now what we have to do is we have to do it over a longer time, a longer duration, and then that allows us then to be able to identify that there's a leak on the pipe. So when you're doing a 2-minute domestic tightness test, you may not see that there's a gas leak, but there is a gas leak. When I went there, I went up on a ladder trying to track the gas leak of the flat that I was working in, and then smelt gas. And then some gas networks down here in the southeast, they then come out to then investigate, and they turned another 4 off that was already turned on by somebody else. So they then, condemned another 4 that were still leaking. And even SGN, when they come out, the guy was only domestic, and I had to point out to him about the tightness testing. They have a slightly different set of rules, I think, where they're working. But I had to give a little bit of education to him, which isn't a problem at all. If you don't know what you don't know. So absolutely fine. So yeah, so I've got on out into that last week. So now that's now been left. As far as I'm aware, the lady still hasn't got any gas. So this is now week 3. No heating, no hot water in her flat. I've gave her some of my personal advice, how I'd sort of progress this up, because I don't believe that she should be paying for it. The whole thing is just an absolute bag of snakes when you see it. I think I'll put some pictures up on my Facebook page of the quality of the gas pipe work. Certainly if I haven't, I will. I'll go through it at Christmas. Between Christmas and New Year, now we're all finished up. So that was it was quite distressing. Really, I've tried my hardest to try and find where the leak is, but where it was so high, it was about 4 meters up. And they had a suspended ceiling at about 2.8 meters. So I managed to get to a point, but then I was then into the suspended ceiling, And then trying to hold on to things to try and get the gas sniff around to try and find stuff. So it was really complicated and really, really difficult to get round. So we're going to need some proper platforms to be able to get proper access that's safe. And then we can actually do some proper tightness testing and tests on all the barrel joints and stuff and the elbows. So that was this week. So that sort of concludes it, really. I've been working so hard, and I know everyone says it, but I've really not had a weekend off since September when we come back off our holiday. It's just been go, go, go. And I like to do the weekly podcast. We've been doing the advent calendar opening every day. That's been really tricky. We're getting more and more busy with our commercial work, which is absolutely fantastic, which is taking us sort of far and wide. And when businesses are critical on heating and hot water to be open, we're sort of from my side, being the commercial guy, I've been taking those as priorities. So the team have been really working hard in domestic. So that, you know, Dave and Dean out on the road have been working really super hard. So really, really proud of them. And in the office, she's been an absolute soldier, pushing through, doing what the best we can with what resources we do have. And we always get to that point where things do go wrong. And I was trying to preempt it with Anne in the office of, you know, let's not book ourselves fully up or for the final week, because there will be stuff that will be running over. There'll be boiler services with parts that are going to be needed to be fixed. And you will get those emergencies that do come in. So we need to allow ourselves a little bit more capacity. But we've done the best we can with what we have. Time and tide will wait for no man. So, ultimately Christmas is coming, and that's that. We can't change it, can we? So, I wish you and all your families a happy Christmas, no matter where you are in the world. And thank you very much indeed for listening. Next week's episode, I'll get that done on a bit of a roundup of what we've sort of achieved in the year, really, and sort of some of my thoughts for next year. And some of the stuff we've done that's gone great, some of the stuff we've done that I'll do differently next time. So I'll have a bit more reflection on that, a bit of time off. It's about 6:30 now. 6:30 on Monday, the 23rd. So yeah, it's been absolutely bonkers. And I'm genuinely looking forward to Christmas just to get some rest and some R&R. I've got some aches and pains as I'm getting older that are not going away. So I'm super looking forward to getting my feet up. So take care, guys. Thank you very much indeed. Have a wonderful Christmas wherever you are. And I'll catch you real soon. Thank you very much. Goodbye.